headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in quarter number four of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawkinsmith here, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. We're shifting into Penn State wrestling. We're going to be doing this weekly now. Penn State's dominant wrestling program back on the right track following a good weekend. Jake Afariat from the Daily Collegian does an awesome job covering this team. He joins us now, and he's going to join us more weeks than not going forward to talk about this team. First of all, Jake, welcome. I know this is your radio debut, but we're going to try to make it nice and easy for you.
Appreciate that. Glad to be here.
Well, good weekend for Penn State. They kick it off 23-10 win over Lehigh, ranked number 10 in the country, I believe, at that point. Come back on Sunday at Bryce Jordan Center, 33-7, taking care of business against Penn with some new faces in the lineup there. What'd you think about the weekend as a whole and Penn State's, you know, it's been a while since you could say this, but Penn State's ability to rebound from a loss?
Yeah, well, and so I think that's the big thing, you know, is – there are two things to take away. Is, you know, one is, for as long as I've been on the beat and for as often as I've talked to Kale Sanderson and a lot of the wrestlers here, the one thing that they always say is not that they're ever happy to lose or inviting a loss, but that, you know, there is merit to it and that you can learn something from it, take something away from it and get better. And so I think that that was sort of Kale's message throughout the week, heading into Lehigh, heading into Penn. And then, you know, I wasn't at the match on Friday, but, you know, I watched the stream. And, you know, after the match, Mark Hall talked about how that loss, not only did it show them where to improve, but it also lit a fire under them as, you know, they don't want to come out on the losing end anymore. And so I think you saw that a lot of the time on Friday. I mean, you know, Brady Berge came back and he got, you know, a nice ranked win in his season debut. You know, Aaron Brooks getting his red shirt pulled was, you know, huge news at 184 pounds. I mean, I certainly didn't think that that would be the case. And I mean, I think Friday was definitely a pretty complete performance. Wasn't Penn State's most dominating performance necessarily. I mean, you know, Mark Hall, Jordan Cutler, 1-2 in the country at 174. That was only a 7-2 decision, I believe. But, you know, at the end of the day, Mark is, you know, 4-0 all time against Cutler, but, you know, each match has been won by a decision. So, you know, those are two guys right there who were national title contenders. And the fact that, you know, that was a match that Penn State was able to go out and win after heartbreak at Arizona State, where some matches didn't go their way and they didn't win some matches, either they should have or they had to, I think that that's a promising sign.
So I know you wrote something about Aaron Brooks. I mean, I think for a lot of people, that was the big takeaway from the whole weekend is seeing him have his red shirt pulled, seeing him win against Lehigh in his debut, and then getting a chance to see him with their own eyes at Rec Hall on Sunday when he wins by technical fall, comes out with a lot of energy. Kale Sanderson said after the match that, you know, he really believes that, you know, Brooks is a guy who can contend for a national title as a freshman. But put aside for a second just Brooks as a whole, what does his red shirt being pulled mean for these upperweights? Because obviously Shakur Rashid has been out. Kyle Connell has struggled a little bit. What's the end game here for these two spots at 84 and 97?
Sure. And so, you know, my sort of reading of the tea leaves is that Brooks's red shirt would not have been pulled if they didn't think that he was going to start the rest of the year at 184. Because, you know, it's not like football where you can play four games and still keep your red shirt. In wrestling, you can't wrestle four matches and still keep your red shirt. So, you know, they pulled Brooks' red shirt knowing what their plan was with him. I think it's likely that he's going to start at 184 the rest of the way. And so talking about then the upper weights is, you know, like you said, Kyle Connell has certainly struggled at times at Penn State since he's gotten here. You know, he lost to two unranked wrestlers and got upset twice. You know, he kind of rebounded on Sunday, got, you know, a 6-5 decision You know, he started things off early, actually. I mean, he got an early 4-point near fall. So he looked improved on Sunday. But I think you're going to see him and Shakur Rashid battle it out for that spot at 197. And, you know, Rashid was at 184 last year, but he was an All-American at 197 2 years ago when he was battling with Anthony Kassar. So I think that that's going to be the ultimate end goal, is that that 184 spot is pretty solidly Brooks, and then 97 is going to come down to Rashid and Canell.
And what does that do for, you know, inserting Brooks into this lineup and getting Brady Berge back and getting, you know, getting a contribution on Sunday from Brandon Meredith, beating a ranked kid? Where is Penn State in terms of, I would say, completing its lineup or giving some clarity on what this lineup's going to look like whenever they get into the bulk of the Big Ten season?
Sure. So I think Meredith or whomever the starter at 25 is sort of the key. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, Penn State hasn't had an All-American at 125 since Nico Megalutis in either 2016 or 2017. And it hasn't really seemed to matter much. I mean, they've won NCAAs pretty handily every time since then. So, you know, obviously you'd like to get an NCAA qualifier at every weight and, you know, things like that, but it's not a necessity. But what it does do is, I think it says to other teams, if they can figure out a weight like 125 where they've struggled, is, okay, no matter who we throw at 125, we know that we're deep enough there that we can contend for a title at that weight. And obviously, come March, come Big Tens and NCAAs, you know, the more points and the more opportunity you have for bonus points, the better. So, you know, we'll see if it's Brandon Meredith. I mean, he picked up Penn State's first ranked win at 125 on Sunday since 2017. But, you know, Brody Teske also came into Penn State with a lot of promise. And, you know, Jeff Byers said, you know, he's a little banged up, and so that's why he didn't go this weekend. But, you know, if that's a real roster battle that starts to emerge, that's a good thing, because Penn State hasn't had real competition at 125 for a while. And, you know, talking about, you know, a weight like 57 with Berge, you know, yes, he's back, but it's a matter of, okay, you know, he suffered a pretty serious injury in August, getting knocked out at U23 Worlds. And so, you know, he just got cleared. He wrestled one match Friday, did pretty well, didn't wrestle Sunday. Kale said that was sort of precautionary and that, you know, they didn't want to rush him. But, you know, that's a weight where, okay, here you've got a kid who's got to replace Jason Nulf, not necessarily replicate Jason Nulf and his success, but obviously that's a pretty big hole to fill in that lineup. And he was one of Penn State's go-to bonus point scorers. And so it'll be interesting to see how he handles that. And I think the important thing is, now Penn State's got a month off. They're not going to the scuffle this year. They're not going to any other in-season tournaments. So I think now is the time where any of these roster battles that are going to be happening are going to get resolved. And I think you're going to come back from the new year, and my guess would be whatever lineup Penn State rolls with right out of the break and right after New Year's against Illinois is probably going to be the lineup going forward.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're talking Penn State wrestling. Jacob Ferriott from the Daily Collegian joins us now to do that. Penn State coming off a good weekend. They go 2-0. They beat number 10 early. They beat number 14, Lehigh. Came back and beat Penn at home on Sunday. Segment brought to you by our good friends at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Officially available now in Pennsylvania as a trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise now to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. Take advantage of DraftKings' great sign-up offer as well. You get a free bet just for signing up. Using the app, you can deposit, place your bets, withdraw in a matter of seconds. Very nice, very easy, very quick. You download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply. Walk me back through and really, you know, Penn State getting this break, December 8th on Sunday, they wrestle Penn. They're not in action again until January 10th. What went into not going to the scuffle? What went into having this situation where you do get this lengthy break?
Sure. So, I mean, my best guess would be, you know, obviously with the Olympic trials at the BJC this year, you know, Penn State's going to want as much representation there as it can get, whether it's current wrestlers or former wrestlers. I mean, I know guys like Frank Molinaro, Nico Megalutis, Dan Valamont are all going to be, you know, trying to qualify for the Olympic trials. And so in December, in about 10 days, I believe, there's an event down in Texas, which is the U.S. Senior Nationals. And it's for the Olympic weights, and the top five finishers at every weight class qualify for the Olympic trials. And so, you know, I know Anthony Pissar is going to be down there. I'm sure Zane Rutherford will probably be down there, you know, if he didn't qualify already. You know, I think you're going to see a lot of current and former Penn State wrestlers that haven't yet qualified for the Olympic trials at that event in the hopes of qualifying. And so I think that that's sort of the biggest thing is, you know, a lot of these guys have aspirations beyond winning an NCAA title and want to wrestle on the Olympic level. And so I think that this break enables them to do that better than, you know, if they had to wrestle at this event in 2 weeks and then wrestle at the scuffle and, you know, potentially get hurt for the Olympic season and things like that. So I think that the Olympic trials is probably the driving force behind the break.
We got about a little less than a minute here. I just wonder, as you're looking at this Penn State team, is this starting to take shape? It's early yet, but if you look at the Big Ten and nationally, where they stack up against, say, Iowa, say, Ohio State, where is Penn State right now in terms of getting back to a place where they're winning a national title again?
Yeah, so I think it's pretty much a two-team race. I think it's, again, Iowa, like you just mentioned, and Penn State. And I think with this break, you're going to see, like I said, those roster battles get ironed out. And so I think Penn State's going to have a clearer picture of where they stand, and the general public's going to have a clearer picture of where Penn State stands after the break. If you see Rashid up at 97, if you see Berge starting full-time at 57 and Meredith starting full-time at 25, and that's where I think, you know, Penn State can do a lot of damage, is once it has its lineup figured out.
Kale Sanderson got some time to tinker, got some time to move some pieces around. One of the first pieces of information we get, Aaron Brooks making his debut, getting his red shirt pulled this past weekend. He goes 2-0, an exciting time for him, an exciting addition potentially to Penn State's lineup. They do get a break. They come back to Rec Hall January 10th against Illinois. Another weekend there with two duels, Northwestern coming to town as well. You look ahead a little further on the schedule, Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Ohio State late. Strong finish for Penn State. The pieces are coming together. That's Jake Afariat from the Daily Collegian joining us, talking some Penn State wrestling. That's also it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. You can check us out at KeystonesportsNetwork.com and the Keystone Sports app.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
As the trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting. Take advantage of this great sign-up offer. Download today. Use code KSN at sign-up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply.